Well, this pub, it was built in the early 1900s, I believe. It burnt down in 1939. There was a massive fire here. I think there were between 8 and 9 people killed. It was rebuilt again after that, done in the same timber design again, which was a bit silly, but yeah, it was rebuilt on the same spot. There also used to be another pub across the road that also burnt down as well, and they had tragedies there as well. So yeah, it's quite interesting. The owner who's here now, he's since renovated, and they had a few funny things happen while they were renovating. Yeah.
Funny things? What do you mean by that?
Well, they had a door here that it actually had like a slide lock on it, and it was in the office, and they were doing all the renovations, and occasionally that door would literally lift itself off its slide and slam shut. Wow. So they had just a few funny things that happened. We've had another one of our old cleaners, Jo, she used to be in here. She told us all to stay away from the staircase. We couldn't figure out why. Our new cleaner has since fallen down that staircase. She believes she was pushed by something, but it wasn't a serious fall. Yeah, but yeah, there's been funny incidences like that all over the place here.
What about yourself? Have you experienced anything?
Yeah, occasionally you see you feel like there's someone wandering around, especially when you're here by yourself. It can be quite an intimidating place to be on your own at night.
So you just feel like a presence?
Yeah, it's not necessarily a person, but you can feel that there's something there, yeah. And we've had Angie, who also works here, another girl, she's probably better at all this. She knows a lot more than I do, and there's been quite a few over the years, but she was sort of saying, you know, she sees the woman walking back and forth. And we had the cleaner here too. She had a whole stack of chairs fall off the stage, just, you know, out of the blue for no reason. So yes, I think a lot of people that have been here have actually experienced something. Yeah, we had one guy stay upstairs one night, and he said he could see a woman at the end of his bed smoking a cigarette, and he could smell the smoke, even though she wasn't really there. So that was kind of scary stuff.
So smoking a cigarette, maybe the person that actually started the fire.
Well, that's what we thought. Yeah, we talked to him about it, and he was here with a few workmates, and he had a friend staying in the next room, and he said to him, "How did you sleep last night?" You know, and the guy said, "Oh," he said, "I had the weirdest dreams." Like, one guy saw a woman at the end of his bed. The other guy reckoned he just had like very strange dreams, kept waking him up all night.
So is there a particular room or part of the building where these things happen?
It's more upstairs, I think, more than downstairs. Yeah. The people that were here when it burned down were actually trapped inside, so there was no fire escape for them. There was a baby that was rescued. She was upstairs and was actually tossed off the balcony and caught and survived. She's been back here actually once to visit, and now that she's older, yeah. But yeah, it's
So for the staff that work here, is it sometimes a bit scary to be maybe the last person to lock up, or on your own, or you think you're down to some dark, lonely areas?
Yeah, well, yeah, I had one in the kitchen actually one night. I was locking up, I had a couple of plates to drop, and I was the only one here. I had all the doors locked. There was no one in here, and I sort of cleared it, went into the kitchen. It was dark, and I literally felt like there was someone right behind me breathing down my neck, and
really?
Dropped the plates and spun around thinking,
oh,
there's
goodness.
Someone there, but there was no one. So, yeah.
But you could sense it. There was something going on.
You could sense
something
there. Some people are more susceptible to it. Other people just laugh at us and say, yeah, whatever. It's mostly us girls. Like, the blokes don't seem to notice as much, but, yeah, most of the barmaids have actually experienced something where they kind of went, oh, I don't know.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, I had one in my room when I was a kid, so yeah, I was kind of, yeah.
So you're kind of open, you're receptive to them.
Yeah, I'm more open to it, yeah. Yeah, I've never had any bad dealings with anything like that, so I don't really have any reason to be afraid, I suppose, yeah.
So as spooky as it is, could it actually become something of a tourist attraction here?
Yeah, well, I think so. Yeah, I don't think it's a scary thing. I think it's more of a novelty thing. Like we said,
no one's being harmed by it.
No. We've never had plates thrown or knives thrown. Yeah, you know, yeah. There's never any sort of nasty thing that goes with it. It's just that feeling of that there's something else here. Yeah. And most of the locals, they all joke about it. You know, it's like, oh, the ghosts. But we spook out the new barmaids with it. We have one girl here who was too scared to walk out to a car one night just because we'd freaked her out that much that one of the other girls had to walk with us. So, yeah.
Have you ever had anyone leave because they feel there's a presence or they can't take it?
No, we haven't had anyone leave, but we have had people request, rooms that are less haunted than others. But, yeah, I think people that are a bit scared of all that stuff.
So
yeah.
Which is the most haunted room?
Room 11. Yeah.
I'm not staying there tonight, am I?
No, you guys aren't in room 11. No, I've got a guy up there tonight, actually. We'll see how he goes.
Lucky man.
Yeah. We sort of found all this out later on. Yeah, there was a bit of research done, so it's quite interesting.